Always good to be with you. Thomas Fox producing tonight. Good evening, young Mr. Fox. What do you know?
It's your birthday, Derek.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes. Glad to make this one. You know, last year was my 50th, and my parents, my sister, my Aunt Karen, a bunch of family friends, they put together a nice little bash for me. It was actually on my birthday because, well, last year with leap year, it was Tuesday, right? Because it's Thursday.
Yeah, yep.
So we had it the following Friday. It was a really good time. This year, obviously, for people who have kind of followed my story, I had a diagnosed with an autoimmune disease that is curable coming up here and working on that as we speak. I'm not 100% able to get back to work, thank goodness. A little different feeling this year. Just glad to get the 51 everything.
Absolutely.
A hospital in a week and all that. So I said this during It Takes Two with Amy and JJ earlier today. They sang happy birthday or whatever. And it was really a nice warm thing because I got to say this officially now. I'm on my own show and I just kind of got back into it. The love and the warmth I felt from the listeners, a lot of messages. I got a few cards in the mail here at KFGO. Do want to thanks all for both the birthday and the get well wishes. So I really do appreciate that. That is for sure. If you want to join us, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. You can text us 35270. Been a busy day. NCAA tournament going on. Those games over on the Fan as we speak. And we're getting ready again tomorrow. We got UND hockey here on KFGO. 3:30 is the pregame show. It's the NCHC semifinals. UND taking on, well, what should be a pretty interesting matchup coming up against Omaha. So that'll be a fun one. That's, you know, the night game is going to be pretty good down at the Xcel Energy Center as well with St. Cloud State and Denver, two of the better teams. And we'll, after that, we'll find out what everything's going, try to get the situation squared away. What the selection will be coming up on Sunday morning and where will UND go. And it's kind of interesting. You look at the scheduling of what could possibly be. They could go to, I think they'll either go to Missouri or Sioux Falls. It just depends on what happens with Omaha. Because Omaha, if they're the 4 seed, there's no way that UND most likely would be a 1 seed. So they won't be in the same place. And so that's something to watch here. So college hockey in full swing. I'm sure a lot of people will be following the Big Ten tournament too, with kind of an interesting one with the Michigan teams and Minnesota and how that's all going to play out. And then, of course, for me, it's NCAA wrestling weekend, too, which kind of gets lost in the shuffle a little bit. I don't know what wrestling could do. They take a week off because after the conference tournaments, they want to get everyone in condition and you know, maintain their weight for that week. But it'd be nice if, like, last weekend they could have their own feature thing. I almost think it'd be
right.
We wouldn't have to worry about that as much. And really, if I'm a wrestler, I'm like, let me cut weight for the last time. Let's just get it done this weekend, right?
Yeah.
But they go through a whole thing of the seating meetings and arguments or whatever, so that's why it takes so long.
Right.
Because that is a huge deal, trust me. It's tough in big high school tournaments, let alone when you're dealing with everything that's going on there. So so that's always something I catch on Saturday night, along with the basketball, following my brackets or whatever. Thomas, new here to Couch Potato Radio, here to KFGO and 740 The Fan. What is your favorite time of year? What's your favorite sport? Because I always kind of look at this as one of the best time of sports for the year.
Well, I would agree because March, you know, you have opening day, March Madness, all that good stuff. Favorite sport, though? I'm going to have to go baseball.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with that because my dad.
And your team is the Brewers.
Yeah. Yep. My team's the Brewers. But, you know, at Couch Potato Radio, we want to remain, you know, as neutral as we possibly can, but yes, they are my team, and my dad, he was a Brewers fan, so, you know, following in his footsteps, so to speak, except I'm not a Vikings fan, so that's the only
difference between what your father. So it's interesting because your family from here, and then your parents eventually moved up to Wisconsin and for a job or whatever. It was interesting because, you know, knowing him growing up, I remember him. He must have grown up a Twins fan a little bit in the 87-91.
It was a wash between a Twins fan and a Brewers fan because
And it's a different thing because they were in the same American League for a while.
Right.
But then once they split up, it is interesting that you bring that up because, and John Holler, by the way, on my birthday, I have to have my buddy John Holler from the USA Today Viking beat writer on. So I'm sure I'll get a lot of guff about the world that is my birthday here. But we talk quite a bit of Vikings, whatever. Because they're in the same division, because they're border states or whatever, I mean, it's a pretty good rivalry because they've Well, it's been those two teams kind of battling for the division for the most part, going back all the way to the late 80s.
Yeah, we don't
sprinkle the Bears, right?
Just a we don't talk about Detroit unless we're counting this year. Let's just put it that
right.
way.
It hasn't been for a long time.
No.
There was a little bit in the 80s, obviously, with the Barry Sanders and Scott Mitchell was serviceable, and they were competing. They won the division, I think, a couple times, and then qualified for the playoffs. Well, I think they only won the division like in the early 90s, and the Cowboys crushed them, right?
I think you're right.
I think they made the playoffs a couple times as a wild card, but they never won the division. It's the first time they won the division in like two decades.
Yeah, and which is impressive, to say the least.
So you had that, but it's outside of the sprinkle of the Bears with Rex Grossman and Jay Cutler 2 years, it's been the Vikings and Packers winning that division ever since they did realignment. Once I think the Texans came in and the new Browns came in to make it 32, and it was four teams apiece.
Yeah.
I think the late 90s, the Bucks are still in the Central. So I think Dungy won it towards the end before the new Browns and the Texans came in.
Mm-hmm.
But the Brewers and the Twins, not really rivals anymore. There was a time when they played more, and you would see it, and the Brewer fans would come into the Metrodome and vice versa and whatever.
Yeah.
The Bucks and the Wolves never have been, just because they've been in different conferences.
Yeah.
So that's never. And really, a lot of Minnesota fans kind of pulled for the Bucks for a while, especially when like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was there and what have you.
Well, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I think for a lot of people, and there are a lot of Packer fans who are old enough, because before 1961, they remember cheering for the Packers around here.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is that part of it too. I really like this time of year. I've always said, I mentioned this a little bit earlier with Eric Johnson, I've always been kind of an October guy, because if you're a pro sports guy, and I am too, and you love, I mean, your favorite sport is major college football, even though they're slowly ruining it with all these super conferences and 14 playoffs.
With all like the NIL stuff, it's just a bunch of garbage, if you ask me.
Well, I don't mind the NIL stuff.
I mean,
transfer portal is what's killing them.
The transfer portal is what's ruining college football.
But I think, but for me, so that sport might be going by the wayside, just because you can't keep track of who's going where. It'd be like having NFL free agency for every player every year.
It's the Wild West.
We talked about that the other night.
Yeah.
But when you have college football and pro football in full swing, and you have everything else is going, I kind of put that one in. The one caveat to that, though, where if you want to make the argument that this is a better time of year than that, is because at every level there's a little bit more. So, for instance, last night, you know, even though we're conference rivals, section rivals or whatever, my heart broke for Pelican Rapids in the 2A game, because they had that game in hand and they just turned the ball over, didn't make some free throws down the stretch, and they could have gotten by Lake City and maybe played tonight in the semifinals. It just did not work out for them. It was one of those things where it was almost like they're trying to grip on too tight to that 4-point lead, turn the ball over, and lost in overtime. Their star player is just an unbelievable athlete. Fun watching him play quarterback, and he's going to go on to play with the Dragons in an unbelievable basketball. He hit an NBA three last night that made Steph Curry blush. It was unreal, but he fouled out before they got to overtime, and he certainly is the straw that stirs the drink there.
Yeah.
But nice job today for we got to the West Central area, Affordable Trammy, just finishing up. We'll try to get that score to you coming up in a little bit. And also Nevis wins today too.
Okay.
In an earshot of us. So yeah. And I think tonight Pelican Rapids plays another late game. They take on Jackson County Central. And what the point I'm getting at is, because you do have still that sprinkle on my side of the river, the boys basketball tournament mixed in with the NCAA basketball tournament. And then the NCAA wrestling. And you know, we haven't even touched on the women's, so that a lot of people are focusing on because of South Carolina and a certain person who is the face of college basketball right now, that is Caitlin Clark. So there's a lot of layers to everything that's going on. I think people, you know, with the start of baseball, even though it's over in Korea, you're getting antsy. Next week it starts. A week from today, the twin season starts. So it truly is a lot of fun to be a sports fan this time of year. And we'll have
a lot of very interesting events going on. Yamamoto making his first start. Didn't do so good. Only lasted one inning.
Yeah,
so
how about that?
Should Dodgers fans be worried about what they're going to see in this new guy? Or do you think, it's just a fluke like always? We got him. We got him under control.
Well, think about all the drama they got going on now. So for people that don't know, there's some story coming out with the interpreter for Ohtani. like he's wiring money and think they might be stealing money for Ohtani, and then there's it's all about gambling. You know what's going on? And is Ohtani involved? Does he know? It sounded like he was a little bit dumbfounded what his interpreter might be doing, and you know, the illegal wire transfers or whatever. There's a lot of layers to what might be. Major League Baseball's got to be going, what on earth? This is one of our biggest stars right now. We don't need this with all the scandal. Baseball can't get out of its own way as far as scandals off the field.
Oh, no, absolutely. First, like the Astros. I mean, it goes further than that.
Yeah.
It goes way further than that.
Let's go back to the 90s steroid era.
Because like in my time, it's the Astros. But in your time, it was the steroid era. You
100%.
Yeah, all those guys. I can go on and on, but there was a lot.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, they can't get out of their own way, though, with that. We'll talk about it here. This is Couch Potato Radio. John Holler is going to join us. Tom Fox is producing. I'm Derek Hansen. If you want to join us, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. You can text us 35270. We'll get an NFL Network update. We'll talk about NFL and all. And my good friend John Holler, on my birthday today, I wanted to have one of my favorite guests, guy I've known very well for well over 20 years, been a frequent guest on my show. He actually, just a little background on him, kind of got things going. He worked for the Bob Lurtzema Viking Update. You're not familiar with Bob Lurtzema, I'm sure.
I am not, unfortunately.
He played a backup lineman for Bud Grant back in the day, and he kind of coined himself and marketed himself pretty well as bench warmer Bob because he always didn't play. And then he kind of made a bid how Bud never played him, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Had a couple of restaurants on the city. So, I mean, he played up being bench warmer Bob Lurtzema. Well, he had a Viking update, and that's who he wrote for. And then he's kind of moved on and now does stuff for USA Today now. So he's kind of moved
very
up.
Very nice.
There. Yeah. So John Holler is going to join us. Derek Hansen with you. Couch Potato Radio here on the Mighty 790 at 104.7 KFGO. Welcome back, Couch Potato Radio. Derek Hansen with you on the Mighty 790 and 104.7 KFGO. KFGO today on the way, the best of the day of our live and local programs. Thomas Fox producing. Always a pleasure to have with us. John Holler from, as I mentioned before, I gave you your bio, the Viking update all those years, USA Today now. So it's, we've been doing this since like the early 2000s, right? I mean, I think.
Oh, yeah. It's when crazy. The internet was just a thing and Twitter was what?
Yeah, Twitter did not exist. Introduce you, young Mr. Thomas Fox, who, as I said to you in my message, he's a young man that's been helping us out here. And, it's not his fault. He was born in Wisconsin. I mean, right? And what do you do?
Hey, I was born in Wisconsin, too, but I don't brag it up.
Go ahead.
Thomas Fox, is that a radio name?
That is his God-given name, that's for sure.
Okay.
It is.
It is.
Names like Thomas Schnitzengruven, but we shortened it to Fox.
Well, but it is a thing, though, so you kind of throw that in. It is a German name.
It is.
So it's not F-O-X. It is, now, hold on here. I'm going to say this slowly. It's F-U-C-H-S. So.
Ooh, we're very careful how we pronounce that.
Fair
enough.
And full disclosure, because this is a lot of, so we're talking, so for my area here where I'm from, the Barnesville, and of course, kind of that Glendon Felton area, some of the family, the branch off family, some do pronounce it Fuchs, right?
Yep.
And some, not many. Like in my kind of heading east, more where I live, that's how that clan pronounces it.
Right.
But for this German, and because I have a friend actually, he might be listening right now. If you look at his name, it's Max. You think that would be Max, but the German pronunciation is Max.
And on paper, obviously, you're
right?
Like, what?
Yeah.
So for this, it's the same thing. This is Fox. So that's. So Germans for you, and I'm half German, so I know what's going on. So,
the say it, don't spray it crowd, Mike Max, he's actually Mike Mox.
He could be Mike Mox if he was in a German. If he wasn't from Gaylord, where they pronounce it that way, it could be up here in that Glendon Felton area. Maybe he would have been Mike Mox.
We are opening up such a can here, throwing Gaylord into the mix of an already volatile 7-second tape delay potential situation. All right.
Well, I mean, just and so his great grandfather and they have this they're kind of like the sanitation people of Clay County. So they're the Fox Sanitation. So there you go.
Oh,
they're
burying it in the ground, right?
Yeah,
there's no like lined landfills or anything. We're just digging holes and covering it up.
We got plenty of flat land here to dig holes and put garbage in. I've been to the Clay County dump many times doing that, trust me, for my old job. So, yeah, I know. It is something else, that is for sure. Well, I mean, let me ask you, I asked the same question of Thomas. You know, you and I are kind of football fans, so I always kind of gravitate to October when all the big sports are kind of blending together, including college football at the same time. But this is a fun time of sports. And part of the reason I think, too, you know, if you look at all levels of college, whatever, but then we got the draft mix in for since the draft became the draft in the early 90s, right, where it became a television event. This is certainly 1B if you consider what I think our favorite part of the year is in 1A, right?
Today?
Well, I mean, just this time of year.
I'm telling you, unfortunately, when I take 2 days off, I still put in like 7-8 hours of work. It's the bane of my existence, but I consider the first 2 days of the NCAA tournament to be a national holiday, and I do not show up at work.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I am wearing the extra stretchy pajama pants. And,
there you go.
Got a little beer fridge, and I'm all good to go.
You're all set. You got your man cave set up?
See, there he's breaking out the beer fridge when I, you know, I'm on medication. And I can't see. No, not, I don't even crave a bit. No, I know a lot of people. This is scheduled vacation days. There's no
question. Yes. Yeah. And more DWIs at 3 p.m. than any 2 days of the year.
Is that correct?
Because they come in to watch the games at 11, and they get that tower of beer that they sell at sports bars, like the $50 tower. And it's like, yeah, you got about 7-8 in you at 3:30 as you're heading home because you've been there for 4 hours. And it's like, well, guess what? Daddy can't drive so good.
That's a very good point. Well, and probably what it is more than anything is, you know, they probably think they're going to meet buddies for lunch and then they get caught, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden
they do meet buddies for lunch, but those who have to work go back.
I know, but
us who got the day off, we're just there like a tick. So
what I'm saying is that they probably think, I'll just have one more. And then before you know, and that's something and my public service announcement on the air, that's something you really got to be careful of. Really? I mean, right. Cause you can get, especially on a Friday. I mean, Thursday's one thing, the Friday where you're maybe, I'm not going back. That certainly could be the case. John Holler,
like, I'll go in to pick up takeout and have two beers and I feel like I'm buzzed, but then I have eight and I'm good.
Yeah, well then
that's different.
That's where you call Uber and Lyft. Of course, unless you live in Minneapolis, but that's a whole different story. John Holler with us here on Couch Potato Radio. Derek Hansen, Thomas Fox is producing. If you want to join us, 237-5948. He's a beat writer for the Vikings for the USA Today.
Your A-section talking with that Uber and Lyft. Good for you.
No, you know, I mean, you got it once in a while. I want to ask you something because I heard Kevin Seifert from ESPN on our sister station the other day, The Fan, kind of talk about this. This Atlanta tampering thing is kind of under the radar. And Thomas and I talked about last week that, you know, Atlanta might lose a pick. Because right away, you know, because you'll see on social media people, oh, we're going to get their pick. And then, we don't get their pick. But he did bring up the fact there's precedent for a coach swap or whatever, where they could flip picks from 11 to 8. That would change everything. I mean, that would be unbelievable if that would happen. Now, that would be very unlikely, I think. But
this was Kevin Seifert doing that as Carl Gerbschmidt.
Yeah, well, he is not Carl Gerbschmidt, by the way, but anyway.
He is Carl Gerbschmidt, by the way.
He is not Carl Gerbschmidt.
Okay, just listen to Carl next time you hear him, and you can hear the timbre in his voice.
I have met Carl Gerbschmidt. He is not Carl Gerbschmidt.
Did you know?
You have met Carl Gerbschmidt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got me there. I don't believe you, but you got me there.
I will bet you our next lunch that I have met Carl Gerbschmidt. Or who is Carl Gerbschmidt?
If that is his real name. No. But anyway. No, I don't think because the I don't think the Vikings were necessarily harmed in this, because there was no way the Vikings were going to match what Atlanta gave him. There was no way they were going to give him 4 years with basically three of those years guaranteed. You know, he didn't get the full guarantee, but he made it so the dead hit would be so hard in the third year that this is a three-year project. The fourth year, they can get rid of him without hurting the cap too hard. But there's no way the Vikings were going to give him that. So I don't think they can claim that there is some aggrieved party that there was tampering going on. But, you know, because there is so much tampering going on with players getting together.
Yeah.
And, you know, but the whole.
Well, it's Casablanca, right? I mean, seriously. I mean, the Vikings probably did it with Greenwald. They just didn't have the player go up and admit that he talked to the trainer before he was supposed to. I mean, that's the thing. It's to me, it's no different than. Because I don't disagree with you one bit in the compensation that the Vikings are damaged by because of what happened. But I think it's a case. To me, it's no different than Clem Haskins. You know, I mean, everyone. Academic scandals
Gangle
go.
Game?
Yeah, but you just don't cheat with someone who doesn't like you, like Jan Gangeloff, right? I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean,
another angry German.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing: is you have a situation. You know, Rick Pitino complained about NIL is laughable. One of the biggest cheating coaches we've seen at Providence, Kentucky, or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, but I think we liked it just better when we didn't know about the cheating that's going on. And my point is, everyone's cheating. It's just, you know, whether or not you're going to be, you know, just blatant about it like Jerry Tarkanian and not care, or if you're going to hide it a little bit under the table. And that's pretty much what we're talking about here, right?
We're not nearly as aggressive when it's our cheat as opposed to somebody else's cheat.
Right.
When it's somebody, you know, like when it's the Patriots cheating, oh, how dare you? When it's the Timberwolves, Lincoln and Incan, we're like, things take place.
Mm-hmm. No, it's I'm shocked there's gambling going on in this establishment. Here's your winning, sir. There's no question
now,
about
can
that.
Can I ask Thomas a question?
Yes, please.
Yeah, go ahead.
How many Packer fans does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Oh, I think I've heard this one before.
There's a few.
I just can't remember the answer. I've heard this joke many, many times.
Then it's sad that you don't remember it. Because you are from Scotty. You are from Scotty.
I know I've heard this joke like time and time again.
But it's 5. 1 to screw in the bulb, and 4 to talk about how great the old bulb was.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Well,
there we go.
At least they got an old bulb to look at. But
yeah.
That is the tough thing, John. And so we don't have a lot to, you know, I mean, we have a lot of pain. It's not like we can really say much else, right? I mean, that's.
Randy Moss.
I have a hard
time. The Packers' pain. I think is worse that you had two generational quarterbacks.
We got two Super Bowls combined. Favre losing to John Elway, then Aaron Rodgers choking NFC Championship games. Well, I wouldn't say he choked, his defense sold. We haven't had like a generational defense since like Reggie White.
Yeah, but he didn't come through in times when he should have either.
But that is true.
They did a thing on NFL Network, like the 100 greatest games of all time. And I swear to God, 10 of them were Packers losses in the playoffs. Where Terrell Owens makes some crazy catch in the end zone as time expires and they lose. It's been heartbreaking.
Yeah, was one of them like the Seahawks and Packers? Because that was like the worst loss. Okay, because that was the worst loss I've ever experienced as a Packers fan. I was crying so hard, I ended up getting a nosebleed afterwards. So that just goes to show like how bad that game was.
Okay, how old were you at the time? You weren't like 22.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't know. John, seriously. I'll put it to you this way. So after my high school team lost a heartbreaker against Eden Valley Watkins, you know what I did? I went to YouTube and watched us beat Chatfield again last night for the state championship.
That's what I'm talking about.
I would be going in after. After losing 15-1 to the Giants, I would have went down and I'm going to go watch us beat the Cowboys and watch Charles Woodson pick off Brent Roethlisberger again is what I would do. So that's what I would do if I was in that situation.
Yep.
So they have that on us, John. There's nothing we can do. See, I mean, as Viking fans, we can't escape it. I'm sorry. It's just Yeah, here's the thing too, is I can't dislike Packer fans because my buddies and I, we went to Lambeau in 2019. That's when the Vikings decided to spot the Packers in the first quarter, 21-0. Remember that?
Yeah. Well,
I remember that too.
They earned it.
We almost lost that.
Beautiful day. That was a beautiful, yeah, and the Vikings came back. The phantom Delvin Cook offensive pass interference call that took place in that game was one of the most bizarre things, because when you're in the stadium and we're sitting around Packer fans, we're like, what are they looking at? And here's why it's hard to, it's such a friendly rivalry, especially when you're there, right? Because they're so darn nice. The Packer fans are. There's no
way. They are?
Oh, unbelievably. We had such a good time.
Okay, you've never seen the moon line?
Well, yeah, but that's, come on, that's fun. I think that is
well,
fun.
But no, man, it can't be unseen.
No, that's,
ass is pointing at you cannot be unseen.
But I understand that, but that is part of it, though. I mean, it's better than if they throw stuff at the bus.
You know, like Philly fans?
Right, exactly.
Or,
So that's my point is, you walk in and the usher goes, welcome to the home of the 13-time world champion. You know, and he's that. And then they're like, you've been here before? I mean, everyone's like, how can you hate him? I mean, as a Viking. So we're up there. But it's hard to dislike them when they're so darn nice to you. And
we're just terrific people.
Well, right. But it is. It's fun.
That's a little much.
John Holler with us.
It's arrogance like that makes people say every time the Packers lose, an angel gets its wings.
Oh, jeez.
Here's the deal. At least we're nicer than Eagles fans.
Yeah,
or,
but that's...
Well, everybody's nicer. Al-Qaeda's
or like
nicer than Eagles
Cowboys fans, I guess. Cowboys fans are more obnoxious.
Well, now that they moved out to Oakland, I don't know what it's like in Vegas, but I think we're kind of talking Jets fans and Eagles fans have the reputation, wouldn't you say? More than anything.
Oakland fans will kill you. I mean, they'll put a knife in you. At least the Eagles fans will throw bottles at your head.
Yeah, but half
snowballs at you.
But half the fans
can survive that.
Yeah,
half the fans now in Vegas are from the other team. So I don't know if one thing was the black hole in Oakland, you know, which is becoming like Escape from New York. But I think that it's a little different now. Before
have you ever been to Oakland?
No. I've never been to the Bay Area.
Indiana looks like Boca Raton. I'm telling you, it's a hole.
John Holler,
black hole is an appropriate name.
John Holler with us again, Viking beat writer for the USA Today. Derek Hanson with you. This is Couch Potato Radio. Thomas Fox is producing.
We're talking about Sam Darnold already. All right.
Well, we'll get to that in just a bit. But a week into it since we last talked, and the big trade with the Texans, whatever. And the interesting part about the Vikings going to visit J.J. McCarthy in a very private workout, because everyone assuming Drake May, the connection with Josh McCown, the new quarterback's coach, I still think that's there. What's your take on, because J.J. McCarthy said glowing things about the Vikings, actually, after his meeting with them in Indianapolis at the Combine. So this is really intriguing that the number 9 from Michigan might be the guy.
Yeah. I'm not going to be playing the poo-poo card or anything, but I have, up until a month ago, I think most draft analysts, now keep in mind, I'm a pro football guy, so I follow the SEC, and then I follow like the Ohio States, the Michigans, the teams that are always good, because if you just follow the SEC alone, you're going to know half of the first round picks. And for me, it's, you have to commit to one or the other. And I commit to the pros, so I don't see as much as others. But up until 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was seeing the Vikings passing on McCarthy. And these are people, that's all they do. You know, the Pete Priscos of the world, the Daniel Jeremiahs of the world, the Mel Kipers of the world, saying that McCarthy's going to fall to the Vikings. And now all of a sudden you're talking about, okay, we made a trade to give up a couple second rounders to get another first rounder to move up. And it's going to cost a first rounder next year. I don't know. I mean, I get it. It's a quarterback driven league. If the Vikings love him, great. But, you know, because I don't believe they've ever drafted a quarterback as high as they would have to get him.
Right.
Because Dante, I think, was like the eighth pick?
11-11.
11-11.
Yep.
And Kramer was at the end of the first round. Ponder was near the end of the first round. Teddy was at the end of the first round.
Ponder was 12.
What's that?
Ponder was 12.
Yeah, he was 12.
Because they panicked because they thought Locker was going to fall to him, and then the Titans took Locker. So Spielman would have missed on Locker, too, but, I mean, that's who they wanted.
Boy, there's a couple of busts that they had to throw away.
Yeah.
You know, they start making their bust for Canton.
Well, and Teddy was 32 because they wanted that fifth. That was the Rick Spielman need the fifth year, so they moved up with the – I think they flipped off with the Texans, right? Because because everyone thought that they wanted Carr, and they probably should have took Carr instead of Teddy. I thought Teddy, you know, but yeah, so I totally get my clock management's fine. I'll finish up with you. I'm a little bit behind here, but it's interesting if they do fall in love with the top four guys that we talk about, though, if they can get to New England's pick, and I wouldn't be surprised if New England wants to collect all the picks that they can. Well, at least you're guaranteeing your top four with McDaniels, the Heisman Trophy winner out of LSU. Caleb Williams obviously is going to fall to him. Then you have May and McCarthy, so at least you are solidifying that you have your franchise quarterback, whether he'll work out or not, but at least you know if you get the four, you're going to get one of those four that everyone's talking about.
Right, and I guess the way we're looking at the NFL now is it used to be like a five-year plan where you hire a new coach, you hire a new GM, and you say you got 5 years, and they draft a quarterback, and you live and die with that guy. Now, it seems like, I mean, how many of these guys have we seen moved in the last 2 weeks? The quarterback movement in the NFL, I've never seen. It has never been like this.
No.
It has been unbelievable.
So many guys are moving. And it's like one of those, you have 2 years now.
Yeah, it's like pitchers in baseball. There's no doubt. I am total Denny Green clock management. I didn't realize how behind I am, my friend. I do appreciate you joining me here. There's not a better guest I would want on my birthday than you, man. I do appreciate it, okay?
And you're 37 again this year.
That's amazing.
Congratulations, my brother. That's what, the 14th anniversary of that?
Pretty, it's
You said there'd be no math. That's why you took this profession. I'm sorry.
100%.
My bad.
John Holler, Viking beat writer for the USA Today. We'll talk to you again in a couple weeks, right?
Take care, my brother.
You bet.
Happy birthday.
You bet. Thank you very much. This is Couch Potato Radio. KFGO Today on the way.